Welcome to the Black Sparrow Media Internet Broadcast Network.
Welcome to the South Cars Conference number 96140. Connection established.
No animals were harmed in the making of this podcast.
Good evening, everybody. This is South Cars, the South Coast Amateur Radio Service. This net is conducted under the guidelines of the South Cars organization and further follows the rules outlined in FCC Part 97 and Good Amateur Practice. This SCARS server is supplied by the Great Lakes Reflector System, provided by KB8ZGL, and all contacts and requests for information will be handled through the net control. When contact with another station is made, please move off of this system and establish your contact direct so the net may continue. In fairness to all, short-time stations will not be recognized as such. All stations will be worked in the order in which they checked in. Information regarding our HF operation may be found at www.southcars.com and for our digital operation at www.voip.southcars.com. Your net control for this session is November 5 Hotel Uniform Mike. My name is Scott, and I am located in Slidell, Louisiana, with a current temperature of 84.6 degrees. And it feels like it's 96 with the heat index, so nice and warm for us today. All right, prior to starting, I would like to ask if there is any emergency traffic or anything out of the ordinary that needs to be handled at this time. If so, please call now. Okay. That's where we like to hear nothing. Very good. Okay, do we have anyone celebrating their birthday this week or this past week who would like to come in now and jump to the front of the line? If so, please call now. Okay, and not hearing anything there, as Kathy would say, I guess that means that nobody is getting any older. Okay, this is the monthly Thursday Informational Net Open Forum, or TIN for short. This net is conducted to provide information pursuant to amateur-related subjects and or other areas of general interest to those participating. All are encouraged to participate and ask questions of our guest speaker or speakers. Now, let me advise all stations connected that this net might be recorded for a future presentation on our website as a podcast. All stations participating will be part of that recording. Okay, let me get some announcements out of the way here. We need some help. We need NCS, Administration and Hospitality people. If you'd like to learn more, you can drop us an email at voip@voipnet.southcars.com. And let's see. I had a page here that had some other stuff on it. Okay, there it is. This weekend's NETS for the Saturday Global Family Hour, we'll be covering the places we go, good versus bad vacations, and the Sunday Rag Chew will be Echolink versus HF/RF. So that sounds like a couple of good topics there, especially the Sunday Rag Chew. I'm looking forward to that. All right, and of course, everybody who is here tonight knows that we've had a schedule change for the Thursday programming. This new TIN programming is just once a month now and will be conducted when active at 7 p.m. Eastern or 2300 Zulu. And tonight's topic will be about Jota and Jotai, Jamboree on the Air and Jamboree on the Internet. All right, let me take a short pause here and reset everybody's timers. Up very soon. It's the last weekend in October each year. This year will be October 20th and 21st, and it's definitely a great time. I participated with my daughter and her Girl Scout troop last year, and we had a wonderful time doing it. They all had a lot of fun. All right, let's see. When scouts want to meet young people from another country, they usually think of attending a World Jamboree, but few people realize that each year more than 500,000 scouts and guides get together over the airwaves for the annual Jamboree on the Air, or JOTA. The World Scout Bureau reported that the 2010 JOTA had just over 700,000 scout participants from nearly 6,000 amateur radio stations. Modern technology offers scouts the exciting opportunity to make friends in other countries without leaving home. JOTA is an annual event in which Boy and Girl Scouts and guides from all over the world speak to each other by means of amateur radio. Scouting experiences are exchanged and ideas are shared via radio waves. Since 1958, when the first Jamboree on the Air was held, millions of scouts have met each other through this event. Many contacts made during JOTA have resulted in pen pals and links between scout troops that have lasted many years. With no restrictions on age or on the number of participants, and at little or no expense, JOTA allows scouts to contact each other by ham radio. The radio stations are operated by licensed amateur radio operators, and many scouts and leaders hold licenses and have their own stations, but the majority participate in JOTA through stations operated by local radio clubs and individual radio amateurs. Some operators even use television or computer link communications. Okay, well, I'm going to stop there and see if we have anybody who would like to check in. Maybe you'd like to give us your experiences with a past JOTA event that you participated in, or maybe you answered a couple of CQ Jamboree calls yourself, you know, and maybe you helped some scouts place those CQ calls as well. So we'd like to hear about that or any other comments you have. So if you'd like to check in, please call now with your suffix only.
Six, Victor.
All right. Well, good evening, Gordon, and thank you for being there to back me up. I hope that your computer problems have disappeared as of today. So I got the email earlier that you were having some, I think it was connectivity problems. So, but you're sounding good now, so I guess at this time you're doing good. But anyway, good evening to you and welcome aboard. KY6Z from N5HUM.
Well, good evening, Scott, and thank you, sir. Gordon, KY6V here. Yeah, the problems we had a pretty good storm come through here. And the ISP server was having unstable activity because of the storm. I'm not sure the total nature of it, but I was on internet one moment and off the next, and that went on for about an hour and 45 minutes. I said, well, I hope it's not going to continue until tonight. But we got stable somewhere a little after 4 o'clock this afternoon, and so I think I'm going to be okay for this evening. So I'm here for your backup, number one, and let you know that I'm here, and I guess you already knew that. I am absolutely surprised at the statistics that you just put out. 700,000 scouts participating in the 2010 Jamboree and somewhere around 6,000 amateur radio stations. Isn't that grand? I would have to look up and research and refresh my memory, but I think we only have 740,000, 750,000 licensed hams here in the United States, and of course that 6,000 I'm sure is worldwide. And I don't recall what that worldwide ham population figure was. Maybe you do. But I just think that's grand. Back to you, Scott, and thanks for running the show, KY6V.
Okay, Gordon. Well, yeah, good to hear that it was just a temporary thing there with the ISP due to some storms, so that's a good thing that it's over. And yeah, that's very impressive numbers there for sure. And that was, you know, you have to remember that was not last year's either. That was the year before. And according to the ARRL's website on JOTA, they usually experience a 15% increase each year in the participation. So you can take that 700,000 and add 15% to it and get an idea of what it was last year. So, yeah, it's definitely a big thing. I know we had, I did the Echolink and the 2-meter radio, and we had somebody to talk to pretty much all the time. So it was definitely fun. If you haven't done it, it's worth the time to spend out there and talk to some of the youngsters. All right, well, let's see. Let's get on some more with some more information on this subject. Okay, when does Jota happen? Well, Jota is held the third weekend in October of each year. Jota takes place starting Saturday at 0000 local time, which is 12 a.m. on Saturdays, and then ends Sunday at 23:59 hours local time. Though some of the activities do continue from Friday through Monday to take advantage of some DX, and because of their time differences with so many stations, you know, you may maybe Sunday for you, but you may be talking to somebody where it's already Monday morning. So, okay, and how do we take part? Well, first, usually somebody will contact one of us, the local amateur radio operator or club, to ask for assistance. And, of course, we shouldn't need help finding that, but you can always go to the ARRL webpage and get a list of affiliated clubs that can help you out with that. The FCC also has a list of amateurs and clubs in the area. You can go to their webpage, enter your zip code, and it'll do a search for you there. And, of course, we are enthusiastic about the hobby, and most of us are pretty willing to participate in the Jota, especially if one of the scout troops comes and asks. I'm sure they would get a definite yes from whoever they were asking to help participate in that. All right, let's see. Let me take a short break here. Okay, I hear my little, when I move around, I can hear some background hum there. I think it's the computer. Gordon has pointed it out before. All right, let's see. Licensing regulations that apply. Well, of course, as ham radio operators, we have obtained a radio transmission license by passing an exam given by the FCC. And licensing conditions vary from country to country. In some countries, scouts may speak over the air, and in others, special permission can be obtained for a scout to speak over the radio during Jota. One thing that we need to pay attention to is third-party traffic. One of the best things to do is go to the ARRL.org and look at the third-party traffic agreements that we have. That way you don't transmit, you know, third-party traffic to somebody who we do not have an agreement with, because, of course, that would be against the rules for us. And to review FCC control operator rules, you can refer to the discussion of control operator rules as it pertains to field day operations. All right, let's see some actual Jota rules. Stations should call CQ Jamboree or answer stations doing so. Any authorized frequency may be used. It is recommended that stations use the agreed World Scout frequencies. That I don't have those frequencies on my page here, but there is quite a few of them through all of the bands, and if anybody needs that, I could always pull that up real quick and run through that as well. All participating groups are asked to send a report of their activities to the National Jota Organizer, and the Boy Scouts of America address for that is jota@scouting.org. You'll find a report form to download on the Boy Scouts of America Jota web pages. Although the worldwide Jota organization is organized in October, scouts can meet on the air at other times during the year. Regular scout nets are organized nationally and regionally throughout the year. And an updated list of these nets can always be found in the latest World Jota Report, which is published by the World Scout Bureau. All right, I'll take another pause here, see if we have anybody out there who would like to share any experiences they've had with the scouts doing any type of radio work, whether it was for Jota or any other time of the year. Maybe you taught a class for some scouts or showed them all about amateur radio. So if you'd like to check in, please call now with your suffix only.
Six Victor with a fell and also a question, sir.
Okay. Yeah, perfect timing there, Gordon. I was waiting for my link to finish IDing so I could key up, and then you came in. Didn't want to leave too much silence there. But all right, yeah, come on in with that fill.
Well, let me simply say that I do have a listing in front of me of the frequencies if anybody would be interested in that, I can read it off, or if you need it downstream this evening, I've got it. The question that I have, I am a tad confused, not being very close to this program, that originally I thought it was every 4 years, and then it turned out to be every 2 years. Now, actually, it's happening every 1 year. From what I'm seeing, I believe. Is there any rationale to this confusion, Scott? Over.
Okay, yes, I can clear that up for you very easily. The Jamboree on the Air is an annual event. Now, there is also the national or the worldwide scouting jamboree, which is where the scouts actually go to a different country and get to meet each other face to face. And that happens every 4 years. And they may have changed it since the last time I looked into it, but last I heard it was every 4 years. I think the last jamboree was last year. It was in 2011. I cannot remember where it is, but if memory serves me right, the next jamboree, which will be in, maybe it is every 2 years, because I think the next date is 2013. So it must be every 2 years now, because that one is supposed to be in Japan. And then the one after that is supposed to be in Virginia, so we'll have one in the United States in a few years from now. But hopefully that cleared that up for you a little bit there, Gordon. So let me send it back to you. And yeah, actually, if you could give us some of those frequencies. I wanted to have them. I thought that I had printed them, but I don't see them in my packet here. So I guess I skipped that part. But yeah, if you could read some of those frequencies, that would be great. Because there's sometimes some of these guys you can get year-long. They monitor these frequencies, and they have special call signs and all these different stations, which I do have those, and I'll get to those in a little bit. But there's quite a few that monitor the frequencies pretty much year-round, looking for scouts. So back to you, Gordon, KY6V from N5HUM.
Well, thank you for that, Scott. KY6V here. That all makes sense to me. Now, one quick question, then I'll run those frequencies for you. Is the Jotai run at a different time than the Jota, or do they combine the timing together? Over.
Okay, yeah, no problem with that. They combine the time together, but Jotai is a little different than Jota. So, although we have Echolink, and, you know, we'll get into it a little more after I go through the Jota program, we'll get into the Jotai, which is, you know, Jamboree on the Internet. So it's slightly different, but they do run it at the same times. That way everybody has, you know, they have a known time to get together and try and meet each other. So, yes, they do run at the same time. All right, well, back over to you, Gordon.
Okay, I'd like to learn more about that downwind. You know, do they have a particular URL that everybody checks into? Is it, I imagine, VOIP type situation? Is it handled on Skype, or is it handled on one of the other systems, or does it get involved with Echolink? You know, that my questions can go on and on. All right, guys and gals, the World Scout frequencies that are published read as follows. And if anybody needs that information, just send me a email at mycall, KY6V, at southcars.com, and I'd be very happy to copy this off and send it back to you. 80 meters, 3690, 3.690 and 3.940 megahertz on single sideband, and CW is 3.570. On 40 meters, they have 7.090 and 7.190 with a CW frequency of 7.030. Let me buy a nickel here for a moment. On 20 meters, it's 14.290 megahertz. And CW, that's sideband. CW is 14.060. 17 meters is 18.140. CW at 18.080. 15 meters, 21.360 megahertz, of course. CW at 21.140. 12 meters, 24.960. CW at 24.910. 10 meters at 28.390. CW at 28.180. And 6 meters, I'm surprised they put that in there, but let's hope the band's open, 50.160. And CW is also 50.160. That ought to be interesting. I know I ran through that fast, but if anybody needs a replay, just send me an email at ky6v@southcars.com, and I'll get you the information. Go ahead, Scott.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for that there, Gordon. And, yeah, that's what I wanted everybody to see, that there's quite a few different frequencies in all the bands out there that you can get into. And they do have quite a few local clubs that will do some special things with their repeaters. I know here in our area last year, they have a campground in Mississippi. It's a Boy Scout campground where they go there for a week and earn a few different merit badges. So one of the amateurs that was out there camping with them, he was helping some of the scouts work on their radio merit badge. So he had a HF radio set up at one spot and a 2-meter radio set up at another spot, and he was coming into our repeater with the 2-meter radio. And what the scouts would do is, as they walk around the campgrounds and do their different little activities to earn their badges, they would, you know, stop at the 2-meter radio station and have a short QSO there with one of us here. And then they would also get on the HF rig and call CQ and have a short QSO there. So, you know, it takes a little planning for this, but it's definitely well worth it once you get down to the nitty-gritty of getting the youngsters in there and talking on the radio and seeing how much fun it is. So, all right, well, thanks again, Gordon, for reading out those frequencies. And, hopefully we're sparking some interest here with our membership to get out there this October and have some fun. All right. Well, let's see, where were we at? The next thing is some resources that we have for JOTA. Okay, the Boy Scouts of America JOTA, JOTI resource and information, you can go to the Boy Scouts of America 2012 JOTA informational page for a wealth of information to help you plan and publicize your event, as well as details on ordering JOTA cards and patches and the Boy Scouts of America JOTA report form to download and print. That's like your log page that you would use at your station to, because they want the information on that. That's how they keep track and get all those numbers of how many people participated. You'll find operating guidelines and recommended frequencies, the same ones that Gordon just mentioned, for operation in the U.S., and a registry of stations planning to participate, because that's something else they ask you to do, is if you plan on doing that, and they ask you to register your station. That way there's a central location on the web where people can go and look it up and find out if you're going to be there, and, you know, say they want.
Okay, guys and gals, just stand tall here for a moment. He'll be back with us. I see in the text box that his system, not the South Cars server, exceeded the transmitter time limit. So I don't know if he's caught that yet or not. I'll try and put a message in the text box. But stand by, please. This is KY6V.
Yep, sorry about that. I think I have a 3-minute timer on the Echo Link. But I'm not in front of the computer right now. But I'm by a radio. When I heard you talking, Gordon, I knew that I had timed out there. All right, well, let's see. I'm not sure where I was, But I think I was getting to the end there and reading the website for the World Scouting Organization, where you can get all the JOTA information, and that is www.scout.org/JOTA. All right, and let's see. Like I said, there's quite a few stations that have special call signs for the scouting organizations to contact. And some of these people listen into frequencies year-round looking for scouts and other youngsters to get them interested in the hobby. They use them for working on their radio merit badges and whatnot. And each licensed amateur radio station has a unique identifier known as a call sign, which we all know about. And the first letters specify the country. And here are the call signs of well-known stations that can be contacted that have to do with the Boy Scouts and Scouting, or Guides, as some places call them. All right, we have HB9S, which is the World Scout Bureau in Geneva, Switzerland. And that one is very popular. They are the main dogs, I guess you would say. They really do a lot for the scouts, and they're the ones who really get everything underway with this JOTA. And for fear of timing out again, let me take another nickel here and reset the timers. Okay, and then we have our own Boy Scouts of America National Office in Dallas, Texas, with the call sign of K2BSA. And like I said, they're located there in Dallas. And we have JA1YSS, Boy Scouts of Nippon National Office in Tokyo, Japan. And we have PA6JAM, Scouting Nederland National Station. That's in Sassenheim, Netherlands. Then we have 5Z4KSA, the Kenya Scouts Association, and PAX 2 station in Nyeri, Kenya. And they're a pretty popular station, too. We actually had the chance to speak with them last year. A great group of scouts over there, and very interested in speaking with the American scouts here. Okay, and then another one we got to talk to last year is BK1BP, the Scout Association of Australia National Station in Canberra, Australia. And we have XE1ASM, Boy Scouts of Mexico. DX1BSP, the Boy Scouts of the Philippines. And TF3JAM, the Scouts of Iceland. And that's some of the most popular ones there. Like I said, there's many others, but all these stations are full working stations that are operated specifically for the Boy Scouts. All right, let's see. Let me take another short pause here. Okay, and a little bit more about the World Scout Bureau Station, HB9S, there in Geneva. The World Scout Bureau operates its own amateur radio station with the call sign HB9S. There is a permanent radio room in the Bureau's Geneva offices, and the station is regularly on the air during Scout Nets and JOTA weekends. Transmitters are on the 10, 15, 20 meter, 160, 80, and 40 meter, and in the Geneva local area, they also have the 440 and 2 meter bands active. Making contact with HB9S requires patience, as many stations call at the same time when they're on the air. Of course, we all know about pileups, and they get that quite often there. Like I said, they're pretty popular. And they ask that you follow the instructions given by the operators and not to interfere with ongoing contacts. And you'll probably hear many different languages because they, being there in Geneva, they have they speak as many languages as possible, trying to get out to the whole world there. All right, let's see some JOTA program activities to prepare for JOTA. You can consider doing the following before the event. Send a report of your plans to local news reporters and ask them to visit the station. Definitely a good photo op and a nice little story in the newspaper, possibly. You can ask one of us, one of the radio operators to talk about ham radio communications at one of the scouting events before it happens. Get them interested and see if they'd like to come over. You can learn to say hello in other languages, so you can, you know, it seems a little more friendly if you know how to say hello in Japanese when you're talking to that station in Tokyo. All right, let me take another short break here to reset the timers. Okay, and one of the things that I did last year was I had the scouts that came to my house, I had them printed out a paper that had a couple of questions on there that to give them some ideas of things to ask, but I also had them come up with some questions of their own, you know, what's your favorite food, what's your favorite pastime, so, and it's good to learn about the other countries and prepare questions to ask over the air beforehand. You can design special QSL cards for the Jodo weekend, and that would be something good to do with the scouts. And like I said, this really comes to planning ahead, and that's why I wanted to do this now, because if you're interested in it, now's the time to start. And because as you can see, there's many different things that you can do and to get the scouts involved. All right, well, let's see, continuing on with some things that you can do. Another good thing is to get a hold of some scouts that are going to be at your station and teach them about electricity and how to do some simple electrical repairs, such as how to fix a blown fuse. Learn and practice Morse code, and that's something that they could come to the South Cars website and listen to the podcast and learn the Morse code that way. You can have them practice talking into microphones using radio operating procedures and jargon that we use, you know, teach them the phonetic alphabet. That was something else that I had the kids do. I had them write their name on the paper and also write it in the phonetic alphabet, so that way when they would get on the air, they could, they knew beforehand how to, you know, tell them their name and easily spell it out where they could understand it. All right, well, let's see. We'll stop right there for a minute and see if we have anybody else out there who would like to check in. And really looking forward to hearing from some other people there. I'll go into what we did with the scouts a little more after this and tell you some other things that we did and some of the experiences we had. And but looking forward to hearing from some others out there who had some experiences possibly. But anyway, even if you just want to say hello, we'll get you in there for that as well. So please call now with your suffix only.
Sierra United, November.
Okay, we picked up Miss Kathy, K6SUN. And let's see, anybody else who'd like to check in, please call now with your suffix only. Okay, well, Miss Kathy, looks like it's just you for now, but that's okay. Glad to... I figure you're at home now. Got to break away from the tiring day you had. Yeah, that can be rough. I tell you what, especially when you're just getting back into it with school. So, but great to hear you in there, and glad you made it. And let's see what you have for us. K6SUN from N5HUM.
Well, good evening, Scott. I haven't heard much. Just did arrive home. Should have been home maybe an hour ago, but we had such a great turnout for the open house at school that we couldn't leave early, and it was a grand session. Our cafeteria was completely full, parents and students, with the excitement of the new year, I guess. But I did get home, and I wanted to check in. Don't have much to tell you. It's been a long time, Scott. I'm not a youngster. But I was a Girl Scout. I was a Brownie. And that brings back some memories, what you're talking about. And the days, my mother actually was a leader. My dad was a leader of the Boy Scouts. But I'll try to come back when I can remember a few things. But that was so, so many years ago. It's hard for me to remember. But I did want to check in. And haven't heard many people out there. So I'm not sure who's connected this evening, but I did want to say hi. So this is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, Scott, and I'll turn it back to you.
Okay, well, thank you there, Miss Kathy. And, yeah, well, so far it's just been Gordon and myself, and now you as well. But I think that everybody's out there just listening in right now and absorbing all the information about Jota. And hopefully I'm sparking their interest, because I know I'm looking forward to this October coming. And it's like I said, it's about time to start getting everything underway. That's why I decided to do this now. There's a lot of preparation involved in it. Not so much that it becomes a burden, but enough to where, you know, now's the time to start. You know, you get online, you register your station with the Boy Scouts of America, so that way, you know, people out there know that you'll be there, and you can give specific frequencies that you'll be monitoring, or you can just say that you'll be on the air and answering calls, so you can always monitor the other frequencies, and when you hear the CQ Jamboree, when you hear that, you know that that's some scouts somewhere, or some guides, as they're called in other areas, out there looking for a contact for the Jamboree on the air. All right, yeah, we didn't do anything like this when I was in the Scouts, but we did do our radio merit badge, and we got that through one of the local hams in the area, who was actually my neighbor. So that's how it made it easy for us, that it was my neighbor, and we knew somebody already right off the bat that we could find and go to get on the radio and do our 10 minutes of talk time. So, all right, well, let's see. I said that I would talk about some of the experiences that we had here with the Scouts when they came to my house for the Jamboree on the Air last year. And with that, I'll take a short break here, reset the timers, and tell you about that. Okay, N5HUM returning. Well, let's see. We had, I think we had six Scouts show up from my daughter's Girl Scout troop. And actually, five of them were Girl Scouts, and one of them was a Boy Scout who happened to be one of the other girls' brother, so he came as well. And like I said, what I did was I gave them a printed paper with a couple of questions just to give them some ideas of what to ask. Had them come up with a couple of their own questions as well, you know, to ask the people that they got to speak with, so that way they weren't, you know, sitting there trying to think of something on the air. And also had them write down their name and then write their name phonetically using the phonetic alphabet. I also printed out a page for each of them with the phonetic alphabet on it, so that way they could use that and become familiar with it. And then we got on the air. We started out on Echo Link. We were connecting the stations, and stations were connecting to us as well. And we, like I said earlier, we got to speak with stations in Australia, and that was the majority, actually, of our contacts were in Australia. But we also got to talk to the Kenya Scouts there in South Africa, and that was very exciting as well. And a fun thing that happened, actually, during the contacts was commercial power went out, so we lost the internet. So all the girls and the young man were all upset because they were having so much fun. They wanted to keep it going. So I told them not to worry, that I had a plan for that. And let me take a short break here, and I'll get back to you with that plan that I had. Okay, N5HUM returning again. Well, let's see. We lost commercial power, so they were very upset. They wanted to keep talking. They were having so much fun talking on the radio. But without commercial power, you know, the computer would not work and the internet would not work. So we came outside to the ham shack and got on the 2-meter radio, which is run off of a 12-volt marine battery, and it's always being charged, so it's always ready to go here. So they were pretty amazed that they were still actually able to speak on the radio to other people in other areas without having electricity. So, and that was when we started talking with the Scouts there in Mississippi, who were at their week-long scouting trip, or camping trip, rather, where they were earning their badges. So they got to talk to those Scouts there, as well as a bunch of the local hams here. And some of the guys, they were doing a really good job. They were monitoring the repeater and talking with those Scouts from Mississippi for quite a while. I was monitoring them as well. And they seemed to be having a grand time as well, talking with the youngsters. So, Well, that was pretty much our experience there. And some of the good things about this is when you go online, you can print some really nice certificates for the for those youngsters for their participation. You know, it's just like the regular certificates you get from anywhere. You know, you put their name on it and it has all the little scout symbols and whatnot. And very nice. And you can also order patches that they can wear on their uniforms that are sanctioned by the Boy Scouts of America and the Girl Scouts as well. All right, well, let's see. There's my story from my experiences with JODA last year. So I'll go ahead and take another pause here and see if there's anybody else out there who would like to check in and say hello or give us your experiences with JODA in the past. All right, well, this is N5HUM, Net Control, and I'm looking for check-ins. If you'd like to check in, please call now with your suffix only. Okay, N5HUM returning. Sorry about the long pause, but seems like every time I want to key up, my ID is IDing the link station there. Okay, well, we'll get back into some different things that you can do in preparation for the JODA weekend. And things that you can do during that weekend as well. You can look at the weather and get the global weather situation. You get a large map of the world. Ask the scouts with whom you speak to give you the local weather. Mark it on the map for the area where they are located. And at the end of the weekend, you'll have a global weather picture. They have like a little contest there where what you do is you determine the distance between each radio contact that you made, and you add them all up, and they want to see if you can reach 62,000 miles in one JODA weekend. Another suggestion is to learn to say scout in several different languages and use it whenever possible. Invite parents and other friends to visit your JODA station. Organize a weekend hike and take portable radio equipment with you to familiarize the scouts with that. Keep a personal logbook, include names, addresses, and other information for scouts contacted. Set up an information section with maps, atlases, and other sources. That way, when a contact is made, the scouts can go over to that station and find out details about the country or region. You can plot the contacts on a world map. As we said earlier, invite the media to your station. Ask a newspaper to take photos. Another fun thing, and we talked about this once before as well, organize a fox hunt. It seems that scouts really like that, and they like looking for those little hidden transmitters. After the event, you can write to the scouts contacted and have the other scouts that were on your portion of the contacts establish pen pals with other troops or other individual scouts. You can send your badge and other information about your area with that. They want you to send your reports and photos to the ARRL. And maybe you'll get to see your picture in the QST. Never know. And they also want you to send your report to the BSA as well. And let's see, let me take a pause here so I don't time out again. Okay, yeah, they want you to send it to the BSA, which is, let's see, I had that email address here. I'll give it out again if I can find it. That is JOTA, J-O-T-A, at scouting.org. And they'll report it to the World Scout Bureau. And, yeah, start planning now for this. Like I said, it's not a inordinate amount of planning, but it does take a little bit of planning, so it's better to plan ahead to have some fun with it. All right, let's see. A little bit of history there. In November 1996, the World Scout Committee, noting that scouting already had a considerable presence on the Internet, and that there was, I'm sorry, this is about the JOTAI Jamboree on the Internet. And a short pause here. Okay, yeah, so we're talking about JOTAI now, the Jamboree on the Internet. And this one is, like I said earlier, Gordon said he had a lot of questions, and hopefully they'll be answered in this section. And there's definitely lots of questions about it, and hopefully we'll get all of those. But let's see. Okay, so a little history about that. In November of 1996, the World Scout Committee, noting that scouting had already had considerable presence on the Internet, and that there was already an informal and rapidly growing jamboree on the Internet, decided that JOTI, or JOTI, should become an official international scouting event, and that it should be held on the same weekend as the Jamboree on the Air. Therefore, the World Scout Jamboree on the Internet is to be held on the third full weekend of October each year, with the same times as JOTA, which is 0000 local time, on Saturday, and concluding 48 hours later at 2359 local hours on Sunday. Special Internet jamborees may also be organized in conjunction with local, national, and international scouting events, which are held at other times of the year. When scouting was founded in 1907, the concept of Internet was far from the imagination of scouting's founder, Lord Baden-Powell. So were many other aspects of scouting today. While society and scouting have changed over the years, scouting's fundamental principles have essentially stood the test of time, and they remain universal for all scouting organizations, which are members of the World Organization of the Scout Movement. Scouts around the world share much in common, and scouting encourages them to use that mutual understanding as the basis for learning about each other, making friends, and building a better and more peaceful world. All right, let me buy another nickel here so I don't time anything out. Okay, the word jamboree is said to have been invented by Baden-Powell as a name for an event which brings scouts together from around the world. The first world jamboree was in 1920, and it was a remarkable historic event bringing together some 8,000 scouts from 34 countries. The spirit and drive for scouts to get together at international events has never diminished, and there are hundreds of international scouting events each year. Getting together does not always require a physical presence. In 1957, the concept of the World Scout Jamboree on the Air was launched and has been a popular event, which today involves more than 500,000 scouts and Girl Scouts and guides who communicate with each other on the third weekend of each October by amateur radio and related technology. In the mid-90s, the means for international electronic communication became available to virtually anyone with a computer. Scouts have been among the first to use every technological development to get together electronically. The spontaneous and overwhelming involvement of scouts on the Internet is proof that it is a viable way of bringing scouts together in ways that Baden-Powell probably would have wanted to use to the fullest. The World Scout Jamboree on the Internet is an international scout meeting on the Internet which takes place every year on the third weekend of October. This is an official event of the World Organization of the Scout Movement, which is also known as the WOSM. During that weekend, thousands of scouts from all over the world meet and communicate with each other over the Internet, using any technologies locally available, from web browsers to email, chat programs, microphones, scanners, digital cameras, you name it. Scout groups can contribute, can combine this event with the Jamboree on the Air, an event which scouts can communicate with each other over the radio amateur frequencies with the assistance of local amateur radio crew. Most of the communication takes place over email and in chat, and in a chat network called IRC, the Internet Relay Chat. JOTI allows you to build friendships with scouts in other countries and to find out more about their civil and scouting life. Often these contacts last for years and build the base for upcoming group trips and enterprises. Let me take another short pause here to reset some timers. Okay, since 1996, JOTI is an official World Organization Scouting Movement event and has a permanent place on the website of the World Scout Bureau. And we as amateur radio operators have a great tool to use for geotag, which is Echolink. And Echolink has expanded our hobby to easily obtainable worldwide S9 communications through the Internet, through voice over Internet protocol. Connecting with other amateurs around the world has never been easier, also making a great tool to let scouts from around the world communicate with each other. This October will be JOTA's 55th year, and it will be the 16th year for JOTAG. So that's a good long-running number there for both of those events. All right, well, let's see. I'm hoping to get some people in here to check in, because I really don't want the net to end just yet, but that is all the information that I have. So first I'll go ahead and take a pause for check-ins and see if we can get anybody else in here to check in and give us some comments, or just a hello. We'll take it all. So if you'd like to check in, please call now with your suffix only.
Six, Victor, sir. Two questions and an offer.
Okay, we have Mr. Gordon there, my backup. And, okay, two questions and an offer. Wow, that sounds great. All right, well, KY6Z from N5HUM, the microphone is yours.
Muchas gracias, senor. Gordon, KY6V here. First question is, how did you handle the last jamboree on the air? Were you on Echolink to start with, and who did you go after? Some of the calls that you previously gave us, was there a server, conference server, that was designated that people got to? That's question number one. Question number two, I'm curious how many scouts, Girl Scouts, and the one Boy Scout that you had in your shack during the last one. And lastly, the offer. I'll bet you that I can talk in and convince the South Cars Board of Directors to open up the SCARS server for the next October jamboree on the air and the Internet and what have you. Remember, we're a state-of-the-art server. We are currently set at 2,000 simultaneous connects. And I know that we can throw a switch and go to 10,000. So think about that one, Mr. Slidell, KY6V, over.
Okay. Well, that's definitely a great offer, and it would be a large asset, I'm sure, to the scouting organizations around the world who are looking for contacts to make. And, well, let's see. To your first question, all of the above. I looked around, and like I said, there's a place to go register your station, so that way people can go through there and find stations ahead of time that they would like to contact, and I did just that. I also went on Echolink and used their little search feature and just typed in JOTA and searched that, and anybody who had anything to do with JOTA would pop up. They had a couple of conference servers. The one there in Dallas for the main Boy Scout, the national office, K2BSA, they have a conference server, so we connected to them, and quite a few of the other stations, like I said, throughout the world, who had put JOTA in their little search thing there, so that way when you search it, it would pull them up. And then, you know, of course, on the 2-meter radio where we went to after, because we did start on the Echolink. I figured that would, they had the other scouts using our 2-meter repeater there. So I figured let them have that. We would play with the Echolink first and then move outside, which worked out good since we lost the commercial power the way we did. And it showed the scouts how to be always prepared, which is their motto, of course. So, and let's see, we had five girls and the one boy who came over, and one of those girls, of course, was my daughter Zoe, and so they all had a great time. Like I said, they had a dandy time, had fun, and when the power went out, they were really upset. You should have seen them. they wanted to keep on going. So that's what we did. Went outside and used the 2-meter radio, and just kept on going with it. All right, well, Gordon, I'll send it back to you and see if that was it. I think I answered everything, but We'll send it back to you to make sure. KY6V from N5HUM.
No, you did an excellent job. Thank you, Scott. We'll talk about this downstream. I assume with your involvement, you would know how to get things posted if we were going to offer the server for the hours that are necessary for the upcoming program, and how to pass the word and get it publicized would be my only concern. We can't change our SCARS server name with ease, although it does start with an S for Scouts. You know? I'm not sure that we can change our info category to Show Jota without too much, without a lot of trouble. You know, you and I can do it on the individual EchoLink programs with ease, but the servers are a little bit different. Any rate, let's talk about it when time permits. Thank you, sir, from KY6V, over.
Okay, yeah, fine business there for sure. And I don't know, I don't really think you would need to change the name of the server to anything to reflect that, because the advertisement that you would get, and it's not really advertisement, but when we would register it with the Boy Scouts of America through the ARRL, I believe they're the ones that actually handle all of that. You go through them and register the station, and or register the conference, since it would be an EchoLink conference, and then they put you in that list. And then, you know, when somebody else out there is looking for somebody to connect to, they'll see you there, and they'll say, okay, well, they're participating in the Jamboree weekend, so they know that that's a viable connection to make. And that's really about all it comes down to. I do know that one other thing, when you register, they ask you for an email address. And when I registered my station last year, I did get a lot of emails from other scouts from around the world, especially quite a few from India. Got quite a few scouts from India that emailed and wanted to become pen pals with some of the other scouts here. So that was also something very nice as well. You know, it was something that continues on besides just that one weekend. So like I said in the report that I read there with all the information, you know, it's lasting friendships that are made. And even though you're not meeting face-to-face, and like the boys and girls from India, never even talked to them, you know, just conversed with them through emails, and they've still made some great friendships that way. So, all right, well, thanks again, Gordon, for coming in with those questions. And, yeah, if anybody else out there has any questions or comments, your experiences with the Jamboree on the air or Jamboree on the Internet, anything in the past that you've done with the Scouts, we want to hear about all of it. And we'll go ahead and open it back up again for more check-ins, see if we can get some more comments in there. This is N5HUM, Net Control, and I'm looking for check-ins. Please call now with your suffix only. Okay, well, not hearing anything there. I guess we'll go ahead and we'll start winding it down. But before we do that, I have three websites here, three web addresses that are of interest to anybody who is interested in doing this. And the first one we should all know about, that is the ARRL.org, you know, the American Radio Relay League.org. They are, like I said, they really take charge on the JOTA, the Jamboree on the Air, and they're the ones to go to for that. Now, the Jamboree on the Internet, they have their own website. That is JOTI.org, and you can get much information there about the Jamboree on the Internet. And also, Scout.org, SCOUT.org. That's the Boy Scouts of America website there, and they have a lot of information as well. And starting to think, I think that might be where you go to register your station, at scout.org, to register your ham station to be a participant in the JOTA or JOTI. So, but But anyway, all three are worth a look at as far as this topic goes, and you can find information from any one of those three about this. So, all right, well, let's see. We'll go ahead and start winding it down. I will go ahead and make last call for check-ins here. And I see we're just a few minutes past the first hour, so a quick net this Thursday. But hopefully somebody will come in and make it last a little longer with a story of their own. But otherwise, this is last call for check-ins. So if you'd like to check in and give us your comments, now's the time. Please call now with your suffix only. Okay, well, not hearing anything. We'll go ahead and start closing it down now. This has been South Cars, the South Coast Amateur Radio Service. VOIP net schedules and general information may be found on the VOIP.southcars.com website. Your net control for this session has been Scott, November 5, Hotel Uniform Mike, saying 73 and closing this VOIP session. Thank you, everybody, for your participation. This net is closed. All right, yep, thank you, everybody, and hopefully you will be registering your station soon to join in the Jota and Jotai weekend in the end of October. 73 from N5HUM.